Okay, good. Simin, so I'm sorry. Simin Vav, Sif Yud. We finish Klali Habrachas, and then we get into Hilchos Birchas Hashachar. So Torah Lizor Ma'oid Sheyomer Tevas Amen Kitikuna. You have to be very careful to say Amen Kitikuna. Shelo Yachtoi Fa Aleph. And then this a lot of people do, unfortunately. You shouldn't jump the Aleph. Velo Yavliya Hanun, and don't swallow the Nun. All right. Gam Yizor Ma'oid Shelo Yane Amen. Kaidem, she's Simon Mavarach. Make sure you don't answer Amen before the Mavarach says it. Kala bracha kizel Amen chatufa. That's called an Amen that's grabbed. Also, meaning, if you ever want to do a shtick on the tzibur, so if you're the chazar, if you're the shatz, you see tzibur, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Chayinen, and don't say das, and watch everybody answer Amen before you even say the word das. It happens sometimes. I mean, don't do this.
What
But
if
the
they
point.
prolong? What if they prolong the last letter, like Shalom?
So right, so that okay, he's gonna
You
discuss
already
that.
heard M. You already heard M.
Yeah, so it's though that one they're not gonna discuss, but once the word is done properly, then that's it.
So when he's prolonging, it's okay to start answering a main.
Yeah. That's what I would think. Fine. Gam Yizor Ma'od Shelo Yana Amen Kodem Shesiyam Mavarak Kol Abrocha Kizeh Amen Chatuva. Right, I just did that. V'gam Le'yachar Milanos Amen Dizeh Amen Yisayma. You shouldn't push it off. Right, shouldn't push it off because that's an Amen Yisayma, meaning it has to be Toikadei Dibur. Ella, take it, Shazam as a bracha, right when he finishes the bracha, Yana Amin should answer Amin. Below Yagbiya Kaila Yosem and Mavarach, it's another one that nobody keeps. That you shouldn't say the Amin any louder than the person making the bracha. Shanemar Gadol Hashem Iti Unaroyim Hashmoi Yachdav. Fine. Yud Aleph, Ein Einin Amin. Meaning, but it's an important point here. He doesn't stress it so much. But it's important point to know that you can't delay an amen more than if you like you're spacing out and you hear somebody make a bracha and then more than 2 seconds, 3 seconds later, that's it. You're done with your amen. You can't do it.
If you space out during Birkas Hamazon, your own Amen. That's it. You don't say Amen?
If what?
In Birkas Hamazon, when you say Amen after the third Brocha, let's say you space out there and you don't say Amen right away.
Oh,
Do you
I
also
don't
not
know.
say it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. That's another thing. Do you have to hear the bracha from the chazaras from the shatz? You don't have to.
Don't you want to say amen? You can say amen if you didn't hear the bracha.
Yes, you can hear the amen. But the thing is, he doesn't bring it here. But if you're in the middle of davening, once you say something after the bracha, you can no longer answer amen.
You text me yesterday.
Meaning you're in the middle of, well, no, that's a different thing. No, the different thing. Meaning you're in the middle of saying Ashrei Uvalitzion, right? And the chazan's going really fast. And you're, let's say, you're like saying Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, and then the guy, the shatz makes a bracha. Right, and you say Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, and they say, "Oh, I have to answer Amen." It's too late. It's too late. You need to answer the Amen without having been mafsik with anything else. That's not a well-known halacha.
You texted that
Yeah,
once.
could be fine. Yud Aleph. Ain't an Amen al Birchas Atzma. You don't make a bracha. You don't make an Amen on your own bracha. About a Birchas Hamazon la'achar b'nei Yerushalayim. Except for Birchas Hamazon after Bnei Yerushalayim, and even if you finish a bracha, one bracha with the tzibur, lo yana, you still shouldn't answer. Meaning that you finished, you said a yotzei ha'meiros at the same time the chazan got to it. So then don't answer. Amen. Avalim hu berach bracha cheres v'simu b'shava. But let's say you're up to yotzei ha'meiros and the chazan is up to habayicher b'amo yisrael ba'ava. So there's two different brachas. Ayin amen al birchas ha'shliyotzibur because it's a different bracha than the one that you made. from seeing Birchas Yishtabach, I Birchas Shem Ramo Yisrael Ad, I Birchas Yaluch Shalachar Halal, Hishavim Shiro Tzimur, there you could answer Amen. I Negam Kein Amen, again, there's three cases. Yishtabach, Melech, Melech Kel Cheo Elamim, if you finish at the same as the Chazan, that you could answer Amen. Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad by Ma'ariv, and the today, like we did today, the Bracha by Hal. You could also Amen, why? Kivin Tahar Beit Paiskim Svirilu Dafilu La'achar Atzmai Oina Be'elu Amen. For those, you can, because they're the ends. The same way, Bainei Barachma Yerushalayim Amen, or Bainei Yerushalayim, you say Amen, because it's to signal that that's the end of the Deraisa part of Birchas Hamazon. So these two are also the ends of something, and therefore you're allowed to answer Amen. No, that's a, what does that have to do with this?
So maybe say the Amen after Gal Yisrael also.
No, no, no. That's yeah. Okay, right.
This brachas, even if you finish a little after the Chazan, you can answer Amen.
No, then you have a hefsek.
Then it's a hefsek.
Yeah, I think.
But we are saying that it would be mutar to respond to your own bracha. That's why it's mutar to respond to Chazan. So when you finish together, I'm saying, so if it's mutar to respond to your own conclusion anyway, then maybe it's not a
and
hefsek.
You can't answer Amen to yours. Only.
But I'm saying the reason why we are allowed to answer Amen even if we finish together is because at the conclusion on your own brachas, you are allowed to respond Amen. Same
no,
as
the
Birkas
conclusion
Hamazon.
Of your own bracha, you're not allowed to answer Amen. It's
I'm
you're
saying
answering
when
Amen on the Shliach Tzibur's. You're answering Amen on the Shliach Tzibur's.
But I'm saying in the key, let's say same as Birkas Hamazon, when there is a group of brochas, right, we're allowed to respond Amen to our own brocha.
Correct.
Right, so we're saying that when we finish together with the Chazan saying the same brocha, we're allowed to respond Amen to his brocha.
Correct.
Since we actually are allowed to respond Amen in those cases to our own brocha.
No, I don't know why you're saying that part.
Okay. Why we are allowed to respond Amen to Chazan brocha when we finish together the same brocha?
Because we're answering his brocha. We can answer if it's the same. Only these three. Regularly, you
okay.
can't. Only these three.
So why these three? Why only these three?
Because they're the ends of something.
Right, they're the end of a group of brochas, right?
Right, but if you make your bracha after the Chazan already finished his, then you're not answering his. You're answering your own, but we don't answer our own in those three places, l'chatchila. Only when it's with the
right,
Chazan together.
We don't, but I'm saying, b'shas adchak, we are allowed.
I can't tell you, b'shas adchak, if you, I don't know.
B'dievet, we are allowed. It sounds like we are allowed to respond. That's why we're allowed to respond when we finish our own.
Right, but I don't know if there's a hefsik, meaning you already were masik from his. I don't know if they're going to let that or not. I don't know. Okay, Simon Zayin, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Raboi Ches Ifim. So we're doing this entire Simon. Okay. Aleph. Acher lasik b'divrei soira. After you make the bracha lasik b'divrei soira, yesh machloikas apoiskim hashemeya yana amen oiloi. Is a machloikas apoiskim if the shemeya can answer amen or not. Yesh am shein kan siyum abrocha. Some say that that's not a siyum abrocha. Ela v'harev gam kein nimshach lamalo. V'harev is a continuation v'al kol hu brocha achas and it's all one brocha. V'al kein ein la and therefore you can't answer Amen. That there is a siyum abrocha. V'harav no he brocha acheres to tzrichin lanes amen, and v'harav is a different bracha. We have an expert birchas hashachar shvuas morning person sitting right here next to me.
We
right. The one who's saying brachas out loud, brachas atayra out loud, should not say lasoik b'divrei soira out loud. Like this, you don't put anybody into the shayla whether they should answer amen.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we do
What?
that?
How come we don't do that?
What? How come that we don't do it?
No, we don't say.
Some do some. Because in
We
Sheyashu they
say
don't
it
do it. In
out
Sheyashu they
loud.
don't do Gal Yisrael. What?
In this out loud,
Yeah, but
no?
you're not. We say it out loud, but you're not supposed. I mean, whatever. It's the same. Not again. Not everything that the kids are right is everybody.
What do you
Is
say? What
everybody keeping?
do you say about Gal Yisrael?
Gal Yisrael, Rabbi Yeager, and Sheyashu says that you should not say it low.
Only week though. Shabbos, you should.
What?
It's during the week.
Yeah,
The
but all
Shabbos
the
is
shuls
low.
tell you to say it low, right? In the Mishnah Berurah, it brings that you should finish at the same time, right? But so some have brought that, so just say Gal Yisrael low, right? But so that's what they're saying to do by saying but lasik b'divrei Torah, say it low, but they certainly don't answer amen, right? Fine. Beis birchas hanais on lasech v'vina lo yivarech at sheyora yoim. This is very negated to nowadays. You should not, if you're getting up before Alois, so even before Mishayaka, you should not say the bracha on Nois and Lasech Vivina, because it's not light yet. You smack in the middle of the smack in the middle of the night. However, there are makilim that you can
Before Mishayaka, you shouldn't say that.
before Mishayaka. Yeah, fine. Birchas
Even after
Pekach.
Mishayaka, it's still dark.
Yeah, okay, but that's not officially dark, so that's you don't have to be frumer than that. Gimel, Birchas Pekeach
Mishayaka is what after Alice, right?
Yes. Birchas Pekeach Ivrim. Yachol Gam Suma Levarich. A blind person is also allowed to make that bracha, meaning Pekeach Ivrim is it opens the blind. Sheyeshul Hanosh Achir Amarim Lo, because he does benefit from light, because other people show him the way. Im kadam ubarach zaykef kufim kadam sheberach matir asurim. If he went and he said zaykef kufim before he makes the bracha matir asurim, shuv lo yivarach matir asurim, he should no longer make the bracha matir asurim. De kfar nichlo bezaykef kufim, because that's included in straightening the bent. Shebechlas givus akayma hi atoras seivarim. Right, it's a mistake. The matir asurim. You know, a lot of people ask Baruch Hashem. Those hostages got out. People want to say make the bracha matir asurim, and that's what people think is the bracha matir asurim by Brichas HaShachar. That has nothing to do with getting people out of jail. Matir asurim is that you have the ability to move your bones in the morning, and that you're able when you're sleeping, you're sort of comatose. Right, so you're
How come
able to
Hagal
move.
made two brochas if one includes in the other?
Because it's two different things. One is to move and one is to stand. But once you stand, you're praising two different things. Even if you never stand up for the day, this that you can move is enough, right? And this that you can move to reach for your cell phone in the morning, right? Before you stand up is already a Shvach to Hashem. But once, if you made a mistake, you did Zayikev Kuvim, that's clearly included in being able to move. There you don't answer amen. That's not the end of the bracha. That whole yihiratzayin is shayach to there. Fine. Hey. Anoyer kol alayla. Somebody who stays up a whole night, mevarach b'bayikah, called birchas hashachar, he makes all the birchas hashachar, chutz mi birchas anatilas yadayim, she'ena mevarach. You don't make anatilas yadayim. U'birchas elokai neshama, v'ma v'sheinu, v'chein birchas yesh safek im yivarach eloi. It's a safek, u'lekach, yesh le'lahad l'shmaya oisem epi acherim v'lanes amen. You should try and hear it from others, so you could answer amen. Now, what the
You
problem is,
wash
what
your hands
happens
at
if
night?
you can't find
You have to wash your
anybody?
hands at night. You wash your hands.
We do if you go to the bathroom, that's what we say, right? What happens if you can't find anybody to be mitzi you?
And you got to go find a
So,
place where people are telling the truth.
yeah, that's true. So, but lemaisa, there are poskim that say it's fine that you're allowed to.
All of them or just
Oh, just these four. The other ones you could say. The other ones you could say. Fine. Vav. Call Birchas HaShachar Im Lai Amram Kaidim Shiyispalu Yochel Amram Lachar Tefila. All the Birchas HaShachar If you didn't say it before davening, you could say it after davening. Chutz mi birchas al netilas yadayim. You can't say netilas yadayim to keep the yesh arm that netilas yadayim shachris niska mashum tefila. Some say that the reason why we have to wash our hands in the morning is because of tefila. Im kein la'achash respalal. One after you daven einog makam lebracha zois. There's no makam for this bracha. V'chutz mi birchas al lekayin neshama shekvar yatzav birchas mechaya mesim. And except for the bracha of lekayin neshama, that you already get that in mechaya mesim. So other than that, you can make all the birchas hashachar. Zayin u'birchas ha'toyra loy amoran. Let's say you forgot to say birchas ha'toyra kaidem atfila, and you didn't say it before the davening. So nechleku ha'poiskim im yomron lachar tefila loy. That's a machlokes whether you could say it after tefila or not. Yeshayim, why not? Yeshayim, the lo yomer mishum dekvar niftar ba'avaraba, because you already when yotze avaraba or avas oilam she yesh b'brochas oiz gam came in birchas haTorah, because within avas oilam or avaraba it's similar to Torah, because birchas haTorah says the same really benu la'avinu la'askil l'shmael u'maydu l'lamed. Yeshayim, the ain birchas avaraba peteras mi'birchas haTorah ela im loymin la'acharat tefila mi'ar v'lihefsek. You have to learn Torah in order to be yotze without being mafsek. Lochein l'chatchila. You can be zar to make the bracha birchas atayra before tefila. And b'di'evid, if you forgot to say it before the tefila, yomar eza davar miyad achar tefila, then you should learn and say it right after the davening. Fine. Meaning so that you could be yotz with Rabba Rabba. Vim gam zoy shokach, and then if you forgot that, then you have a big fat issue because birchas haTorah is a deraisa. So zayim is feika gam kein ein etzorach levarach oid birchas haTorah, but still lemaisa because of the suffik, you don't have to make birchas haTorah. Shaila is how far do you have to go to find somebody? Do you go to a chaim vashalom? Right, in order to find, do you have to go traveling out of the way to do this? Right. Fine. Okay. Ches im karu l'alos l'toyra kodem berach birchas haTorah. Let's say they gave you an aliyah before birchas haTorah. Im efshalo levarach kodem kol brachas haTorah v'gam loim l'chol pachas pasuk echad. So if you could say all the birchas haTorah and also say one pasuk like Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha, you go and Yivarechacha yasekein. Do that v'achar kach yal l'toyra. Then get up, go up to the Torah v'Yivarecha make the bracha. V'mi efshalo l'asiskein. If you can't do it, yalla kach l'toyra, then just go up to the Torah, and then you'll make your birchas haTorah there. Kivin sheberach asher bochabonu, and since you said asher bochabonu, lo yomer achakach rach birchas asher kiddushonu v'harivno ad lamo yisrael v'yomer yivarechacha. Meaning you already made asher bochabonu on the Torah, so since you already made it on the Torah, so then don't make it again after your aliyah. Okay, that was a lot. Baruch Hashem. And everybody should have a fine night and a fine Shabbos.
Amen. Where's Shabbos?
Right. Thank you.